I'm talking with Cathy McGregor and Leslie McGiffin about our report, Getting It Right for Children in Residential Care, which is a joint report for the Auditor General and the Accounts Commission. Leslie, first of all, can you just tell us what is residential care for children?
There are over 15,000 children and young people in residential care at any point in time. Most are supervised, living at home or within foster care or with family and friends. There's only about 1,600 children and young people who are actually in residential placements. There are three types of residential childcare: residential units, which used to be known as children's homes, residential schools, and a third type, secure care, where young people live and are educated within secure accommodation. More than half of these services are provided by the voluntary and private sectors.
And how do children and young people come into residential care then?
Children and young people come into residential care because it's been assessed really as the best place to meet their needs. The council is responsible for looking after them. It's more than just giving them a place to live though. Residential care is about parenting tasks such as help to get on at school and being equipped for a happy and productive life.
What are councils doing well in this area?
Childcare is one of the most difficult and demanding aspects of a council's responsibilities. As we see in our report, there are important examples of things that councils are doing right, such as working on becoming better corporate parents by trying to help them get good exam results and a better start in life. It's also important to see the overall picture. There are about 1,600 children and young people at any point in time. Many of these children have complex and challenging needs and are really the most vulnerable in our society. They're being supported by skilled professionals who are genuinely trying to do their best for them, such as social workers, teachers and therapists. And there are children and young people who do thrive as a result of this intervention.
Cathy, can you tell us more about what today's report is about?
Yes, Scottish councils spend at least £250 million a year on residential childcare. Our report looks at how effectively councils are spending this money on residential placements and considers how well the children and young people are being supported to achieve their full potential. It looks at how councils, the NHS and Scottish Government are working together to plan and provide residential placements, and also at how much they cost.
What are the main findings?
We found that although professional practice and work with these children and young people is good in many respects, there is insufficient focus on the long-term outcomes for these children when plans are being made for them. And this means that actions are taken that don't necessarily support them to achieve their full potential. We also found that councils are taking a short-term approach to managing these services, and that they need to look to the longer term to make sure that the best services are available for these children to meet their needs in the future. This means working together with the Scottish Government, NHS boards and service providers in the independent sector to plan and manage these services in the longer term.
What are the recommendations?
We recommend that when planning individual children and young people's care, that councils have a clearer focus on the intended outcomes for them and have clear actions that are aimed at achieving these outcomes. We also recommend that councils plan and manage these services for the longer term to make sure that the right services are there when they need them in the future. What this means is using better management information to plan and manage, and that includes knowing the costs of different types of services. It also means addressing significant weaknesses in contractual arrangements with independent providers. And it means working better together with the Scottish Government, other councils, the NHS boards and independent providers, all working together to plan and manage these services with a longer term in view.
And Leslie, what happens next with the report?
Local auditors will be keeping track of the council's response to this report through their own work. We'll also be taking a copy to the Holyrood's Public Audit Committee, who will be considering the report in the autumn.
Leslie, Cathy, thanks very much.